And you can't pray to Jesus, and that's caused some problems. Though Stephen did in Acts the 7th chapter. And then we got brethren today who are saying, if you're put away in a divorce, an innocent, faithful spouse is divorced by a fornicating mate that the innocent, faithful spouse cannot marry. Now, that is an opinion that is causing problems and dissension in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, we weren't bothered with this back just a few years ago. Some fellows have come along today, and they have become adamant and zealots for it. And they're right. It's all black and white. And if you don't agree with me, you're a heretic. That's nonsense. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the most absurd thing I ever saw or heard of in all of my life. And it's opinion of men. And we better be careful about preaching our own opinions. You know, we have those who sit behind a computer and they'll type out brazen things, but when they're challenged, they just back off. Mm-mm. They're just as quiet as a church mouse, to use the old saying. Oh, no, I don't want to have that. Don't want to have a public discussion. And we have some who think that a public discussion is wrong or improper, is unchristian. But let me tell you something, friend. In Acts the 15th chapter, here certain men came down from Judea. They came to Antioch, north of Jerusalem, about 300 miles. And they were teaching that you had to be circumcised after the manner of Moses, or the custom of Moses, in order to be saved. They made it a condition of salvation in order to be saved. And verse 2 states that Paul and Barnabas of Acts the 15th chapter had no small dissension and disputation with them. Now, in the New American Standard Bible, it says they had much debating. Why, there was a big debate went on at Antioch between Paul and Barnabas and these Judaizers, who were in the church, by the way. They were members of the church, and they came to Antioch, and they were preaching this and trying to bind it on the Gentile Christians, Gentile brethren. And Paul and Barnabas took them up. Yeah, and they had a debate. And so debating is proper. Not this debate to be debating, a debate on every issue, but there's times when there's dissension and misunderstanding and confusion in the church, neighbor, that there should be public discussion. You go down to verse 7 of Acts the 15th chapter. They came to Jerusalem to meet with the apostles and elders. Here was Paul and Barnabas and others from Antioch. And here were these Pharisees, who, by the way, were believers, as the Bible states. They were members of the church. And they had a big debate, extended debate, at Jerusalem. Now, wouldn't it be nice, ladies and gentlemen, if we could get some of these boys today, these brethren today, to debate this on this putting away? And there's a brother, a preacher in southern West Virginia, who's on the computer challenging a brother like Ron Halbrook for debate. Yeah, he's been brazen. I want to debate. And chided him because brother Ron, because he won't debate. Well, Ron decided that's not the best as far as he's concerned. But I tell you what, I'll do it. But I want to do it orally, and I want to do it publicly, and I want to do it with the brother who's causing dissension in the body of Christ, my friend. This is a serious matter to upset the equilibrium of a congregation. It needs to be discussed. Now then, are we ready? Will we do it? You know, this proposition to Ron Halbrook went out on the computer, and the brother signed it in southern West Virginia. Signed his own name. Well, if I send a proposition, would you sign your name? And we can have a public discussion in southern West Virginia and get to the bottom of this and see what the truth is. Now, they debated it in Acts the 15th chapter. And why can't we debate an issue that's causing disturbance in the church, friends, when a preacher binds and imposes an opinion and affects the church? Now, they were binding circumcision as a condition of salvation. This brother is saying that if a faithful, innocent party is divorced by a fornicating husband, or he divorces this faithful spouse or faithful wife, and then he commits fornication, marries somebody, that she can never remarry.